What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1073. In this episode, I'll discuss five steps an ED or ICU pharmacist can take to prevent awareness with paralysis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1073. Awareness with paralysis occurs when a patient receives a paralytic for rapid sequence intubation but does not receive ongoing sedation before the induction agent wears off. In the context of operating room patients, awareness with paralysis occurs about 0.1% of the time. While two studies put the prevalence in ED and ICU patients at 2.6 and 3.4% of patients. These studies were discussed all the way back in episodes 578 and 580. What is likely happening in the ED and ICU setting is the induction agents from rapid sequence intubation are wearing off before the paralytic and post-intubation sedation is not being applied fast enough. A previous study that I have linked in the show notes did demonstrate that the presence of a pharmacist can significantly decrease the time to sedation in patients who have just undergone rapid sequence intubation. Here are the five steps I take to ensure awareness with paralysis does not occur after rapid sequence intubation. Number one, enter the patient room with sedative and analgesia boluses prior to the procedure that are in addition to whatever is being used for induction. Number two, note the exact time that the induction medications were given. Number three, after intubation, state the time since induction to the team and give a recommendation for sedation. Number four, establish a plan for ongoing sedation with the provider. And number five, provide infusions to the nurse in the most ready-to-use form possible, including obtaining the smart pump, IV tubing, spiking the bag, and priming the tubing and labeling the lines. The topic in this episode is inspired by an in-depth training available to members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that will teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access to this and many other resources to help in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.